Hello and welcome to the Spandex and Wine podcast. I'm your host, Robin Hackney, and I'm so happy that you're here. This podcast is a place for conversations about balancing a healthy lifestyle and being happy. More specifically, happy hour. Together, we'll explore all things wellness and wine. I hope you learn a little, laugh a lot, and along the way, know you're not alone on this balanced wellness journey. Ready to jump in? Pour something in your glass that makes you happy because it's time for Spandex and Wine. Hello and welcome to the Spandex and Wine podcast. It's your host, Robin Hackney, and I'm grateful that you are here today. We are just a few days away from a new year. 2024 will be here. I can't even believe I'm saying that. 2024 just sounds so into the future to me still. Like, I think I'm still in the 80s and 90s, but okay, I'll move on. Anyway, and I know for me, I am looking to make some simple changes or get back to simplicity, maybe is what I'm thinking. And I want to focus on being well and having wholeness in all areas of my life. So with my fitness and nutrition, and I know that might sound weird coming from me since that is my occupation, but I even get out of balance and out of whack. So making sure that I get that balanced out, as well as mental and spiritual, making sure that I have enough time for self-care. I'm doing the right things. I want to create my critical task list or non-negotiables, however you like to look at it. So that's something important to me, but also in my financial world. So getting my finances set and becoming financially fit. And that's what today's episode is about. So my guest, Leah Johnson, is a bookkeeper and a record keeper, and she is helping me out personally in my business. And I thought it would be fun to have her on just to give a couple tips for 2024. Well, hello and welcome to the Spandex and Wine podcast, Leah. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you. I'm thrilled.
Oh, good. So as you know, the podcast is Spandex and Wine, but I think it's important that we talk about financial fitness as well. And that's what your background is, and that's where you help me. So I know that our listeners can benefit from this as well. So if you wouldn't mind just kind of sharing what your services are, what you do, and maybe a few tips and tricks as what everyone can do to get financially fit.
Absolutely. So first of all, thank you so much. And I'm super excited to be working with you on this and with your business personally. I have done all sorts of things in my career that all have some sort of connection to financial fitness, either business or personal. And the older I get and the more life experience I've drawn, my husband and I both realized how, even though we weren't stupid with our money, we also weren't always making the best choices for the long term. So we really set out over the last few years to make sure that we are set up as well as we want to be for our future, with our goals and our desires. And I realized how much that translates to business as well. So through my various business ventures that I've been working for years and taking care of the finances on that end, I actually then partnered with a friend of mine who has a very successful construction business, and she had me come in and do their books. And that opened my eyes to so much more that can be done. And keeping your business books fit and your personal books fit, and how much stress that takes off of a business owner and then personal. So I do a little bit of all of that. We do small business bookkeeping, personal budgeting and finance. And then my husband does the investment side of it. So small business investing for employees, like 401k programs and that sort of thing. And then also personal. So I think overall, just making sure that you're watching it and knowing what to look for is kind of the best way to get started and going on that.
Sure. Well, you had mentioned that you guys didn't always make the best decisions. I mean, you kind of watched your money, but let's go more on a personal side then too. So as a couple, like, what are one or two things that you think that are really important that a couple can start with?
You got to talk about it. That's the first thing. You have to have that open and honest communication, and you need to be on the same page. If you both want to just spend what you have and not care about the future, I wouldn't recommend it, but that's up to you, right? But if you're on the same page about it, then great, go for it.
Yeah.
We realized that although we at the core knew what we both wanted, which was to have money for retirement, we didn't have a good plan in place, and we didn't talk about the day-to-day of that and what that needed to look like. So if we wanted to go buy something, we went and bought something. And then we figured it out on the back end on how that fit in. Over the past few years, we've started doing that conversation on the front end before we make those purchases.
Yeah. Yeah. That's important. And I would imagine, kind of like my business too, as I'm working with individuals one-on-one, it can become very therapeutic. So I can imagine that as you help couples, that there's a little bit of therapy involved too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We try really hard to not get too involved in their life, but finances are so personal that you kind of end up doing that. There's the big dog in the box.
Yeah. Oh, I love your dog. I think that, it is amazing how many couples don't have those conversations.
It is.
Even though that's a key piece of their life.
Yeah. Finances, I don't have this specific statistic, but it's one of the top three reasons that couples divorce. Mm-hmm. Finances, religion, I think, and sex.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on the business side, I'm sure you've seen all kinds of businesses from,
Yes.
So, as we're heading into a new year, what would you say is something that a small business can do?
So small businesses can focus on making sure that their books are good through the year so that at the end of the year, it's not this frantic rush, right? To make sure that you're ready for taxes. Making sure you have a good tax professional that you work with. So you know what is needed. Sorry.
That's okay.
what they need from you, and you can have that ready to go. Most business tax filings are due by March 15th. So it's a little earlier than the personal side, and you need to be ready to go ahead of time, because a lot of your CPAs and tax professionals are going to want those documents by the middle of January, really, so that they have enough time to do their end. If you haven't been up on it all year, then welcome. Let's get going. I highly recommend using a bookkeeper. Obviously, that's what I do, but I recommend it so that you can focus on running your business and let your bookkeeper worry about making sure that everything's together on the day to day, so that at the end of the year, you are ready for that tax season. It's also a really good time.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. It's a good time to take inventory and be like, okay, I haven't been keeping up on this. I need this to be a priority into the new year. So maybe now is a good time to look for a bookkeeper. A lot of us do cleanups or catch up services as well in the onboarding process. So it's really a good time to start working with a bookkeeper. And they'll also let you know if you need to file that extension for those taxes, because you're not going to be ready by that March 15th deadline.
Yes.
And, that's not uncommon. So it's good to know now rather than March 14th, though.
Yeah, it can be so overwhelming. All pieces of a small business, usually people start out just with a one-man show, and to have to do all of the working parts, you learn a lot, but you can also get very frustrated too. And I feel like it's important that you have different experts in your life that you can, in your business, that you can say, okay, you're going to do this piece. You're going to do this piece. I'm going to focus on focus what I enjoy doing and what I do best. So
absolutely.
And
I think it's hard as a small business owner, right, to feel like you can relinquish that control. So it's important to find those partners that you trust and you have a good rapport with. I also think when you're starting out, especially as a small business owner, you're going, well, I don't have the money, right? Because you're operating on that shoestring. But I will say, if you're not doing the finances right from the beginning, it can really be a massive detriment to your business in the future. So 5, 10, 15 years go by and you think everything's been okay, and now you're getting hit with tax audits or whatever it is, because things haven't been done properly. So if there is one place to invest outside of yourself in your business, I really encourage people to invest in the financial side and aspect to make sure that that's all in line.
Sure. Sure. And then do you do like a free consultation? How do people figure out if you're the right fit for them?
Yeah, I absolutely am happy to do free consultation. Let's chat. Let's see what you're looking for. Make sure that you and I get along. I don't want to work with somebody that I don't feel like I can go to, and I don't want you working with somebody you don't feel like you can come to either. Right. I work, most of my contracts are monthly fees. So it's a full all-inclusive kind of bookkeeping. And then if there's additional cleanup, catch up, onboarding, that's all separate, but we absolutely chat before we move forward with anything to make sure that we're the right fit for each other.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense in my business too, just to make sure that it's going to work out. You have to kind of blend together well. So How can people find you then to set up a consultation and talk with you?
Yeah. So if you send me an email at Leah, L-E-A-H, at Relia Bookkeeping. So it's like reliable, but reliable bookkeeping. And I'm sure we can drop it in the description as well, .com, but that's the easiest way is that email address to get me. My cell phone, you're welcome to text me as well to set up an appointment. And we'll put all that information up, wherever works.
Yeah. I'll definitely include that in the show notes. I appreciate you being here and sharing that. I'm looking forward to a wonderful 24 because you are in my life.
Thank you. Well, I'm super excited to make sure that 24 goes smoothly on your finance side for you. And I appreciate this opportunity as well to chat with everybody today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.
I hope you found that helpful. And if you did, please share this episode with a friend. Here are a few takeaways. 1, getting and staying financially fit can be a huge stress reliever. 2, having honest and open communication with your spouse is step 1. You have to be on the same page. Be brave and have that difficult conversation. 3, finances are personal and finding the right person to help guide you is key. 4, small business owners do enough day to day. Focus on what you do best and that lights you up. Then surround yourself with the right experts for the rest. I hope you have a wonderful end to 2023 and a start to 2024. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you take a few seconds to do each or all of the following. First, follow or subscribe to Spandex and Wine. It'll help you so you don't miss an episode, and it'll help me because you won't miss any episodes. To do this, you'll just go to the podcast, click subscribe or follow wherever you are listening. Look for the plus sign or follow button. And this is one of the best things that you can do for the podcast. So thank you. If you'd also be willing to give a 5-star review, that would be amazing. And lastly, please share an episode with a friend or 5 to keep the love going. I appreciate you. Thanks.